Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. Coming up an hour from now, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Also, State Senator Scott Hammond, has he heard from the governor yet? We've gone like two straight weeks where he hasn't heard from the governor in the midst of this crisis. We'll find out if he's heard from the governor. Speaking of governors, Andrew Cuomo is going through his weekly or his daily news conference in Albany, New York, I'm assuming. Let's take you live to the governor of New York and exactly what's going on there.
We're going back and forth on. We're going to try to work with everyone. But again, you have different states in different situations, and you have to prioritize where you really need coordination. We need coordination with New Jersey and Connecticut, first and foremost, because that's where our workforce comes from. You have a total interconnection among those states. People live in Connecticut, they drive to New York City. They live in New York City, they drive to New Jersey. There is a total interconnection among them. And that's the primary place for coordination.
Next.
I'm sorry?
Are you ready to announce a plan later today, or you just
have to come later today to find out the announcement. If I tell you the announcement today, why would you come here at 2 o'clock? Except for my rapier wit and sense of humor. Hold on, Nick had a question.
Governor, should the city of Buffalo and Erie County be considered kind of a hot spot in upstate New York, considering that they've got the highest number of infections, I think, outside of the metro area?
Well, you can have a hotspot. Depends how you want to define hotspot. Hotspot within 1 mile, hotspot within 5 miles, hotspot within 10 miles, hotspot within 100 miles. How big is a hotspot?
Well, I'm not a public health expert.
Yeah, but it depends how you define hotspot. You know, is it 2 blocks, 4 blocks? Is it people with 25 infection rate, 50 infection rate? You know, I call them clusters. You have clusters that pop up across the state. As soon as you see some smoke and you see a little fire, run there and tamp it out as fast as you can. And in Buffalo, we have had clusters that have popped up. Nassau, Suffolk, Westchester, Rockland, right? They've all had clusters.
Governor, when you say you believe the worst is over, are you in effect encouraging the type of behavior that you're trying to prevent? I mean, this sort of optimism that might bring people out of their homes into public space?
No, that's why I've said the exact opposite 57 times. Stay the course, stay the course. It's working, stay the course, stay inside. Take precautions, right? That's why I say that 100 times to an annoying, repetitive level. But facts are facts. And I'm not gonna lie to the public. Facts are facts, numbers are numbers. I need the public to believe in the credibility of what we're doing, right? Credibility comes from two elements, in my opinion. Are you giving me all of the information, or are you spinning me? Are you deciding that you can't tell me facts because I may become too optimistic? Are you manipulating me with giving me information, which is what I think you're suggesting? No, you get all the facts. I'm not worried that you can't handle information. You get all the facts. Second, what I am proposing we do is drawn from those facts, right? here's all the information. I work for you. I give you all the information. No spin, no gloss, no sugar, no glazing. Here are the facts. I'm not worried that you can't handle the facts. You're going to get depressed. You're going to get optimistic. You're irrational. Here are all the facts. Second component, here's what I propose based on those facts. And I think it's the intelligent response to those facts. I hope you agree with me that it is the intelligent response and you follow the proposal, because I need you to follow the proposal, because it's all about you. If you, the public, if the people don't decide to do social distancing, nothing works. If the people don't decide to stay home, nothing works. I could never mandate 19 million people, you must stay in your house. And if they say, as New Yorkers can say, I think you're being overly dramatic, or you're too political, or you don't know what you're talking about, what do I do when 19 million people defy the order? Go out and arrest 19 million people? They have to believe it. So they get all the facts. I'm not going to shape the information they get. Here are all the numbers. But, and here's my policy based on the numbers. And here's what I suggest, and I hope you think it is not only credible, but competent and smart. And I hope you accept it. It's the best I can do.
Joseph. All those numbers that we have, the amount of people hospitalized are at a record high, the amount of people in the ICU are at a record high. We just crossed over into 10,000 deaths in New York. What makes you feel so confident that the worst is over?
I'm not confident that the worst is over. I said, if you look at the numbers, 18,000, 18,000, 18,000, 18,000, 18,000, the numbers suggest a plateauing, slight increase, but a plateauing, which is what the experts have talked about. That's what the numbers say. I also say, whatever those numbers say is a direct result of what we do. I've said, if we do something stupid, you will see those numbers go right back up tomorrow. Period.
There you have it. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York explaining why he goes through these mind-numbing pressers every day. I don't think he's missed a day in the last 20 or 30. He's been pretty out there. I wish we had a governor who was as articulate as Andrew Cuomo, because I think you wouldn't be seeing protests in the streets against the governor. Recall petitions against the governor. Yeah. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll take a look at the Sunday shows. By the way, in case you missed it, George Stephanopoulos from this week with George Stephanopoulos. He tested positive for the coronavirus. Yeah. More on that coming up as we continue. It is Monday. It is Live and Local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Listening to the Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
If you heard my friends, then you heard my pride. I gotta be a man.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Just call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. It's that simple. LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. Much of today's program is going to deal with the issue. We don't know what the president's going to do tomorrow. He's going to make an announcement tomorrow as to the plan. It may be, well, we're going to have another week or 2 weeks, but that there will be a plan on how we get our nation back to work. You know, the first thing I would do, I would open our churches. There was a big protest in a driving rainstorm yesterday. About 50, 60 cars paraded down, Las Vegas Boulevard, down on the strip. And, it was pretty impressive. And they were protesting the stay at home stuff from the governor. It was very much anti-Governor Sisolak. And one thing that struck me is we're all trying to find a way to get out, but we also don't want to get infected. I get that part. And our public health officials want to shield us from that. But eventually, we have to get out. We cannot be a captive audience forever. You just can't do it. And Dr. Fauci, you know, there was that article over the weekend in the New York Times. God, anybody surprised by that? That the president knew long before he started taking actions. And, of course, you knew that the Sunday shows would be consumed by this. This was Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is Cut 8 was on with Jake Tapper, and Jake, of course, asking the gotcha questions that you had to, well, we've come to expect from the fake news media. This was Jake Tapper with Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday on CNN.
It is not an all or none. It's going to be something that you gradually and carefully, in different parts of the country, in different ways, try to get back. I totally agree if that all of a sudden we decide, okay, it's May whatever, and we just turn the switch on, that could be a real problem. And everybody knows that. So it's going to be something different from that. It's going to be a concerted way to take a look and try it doing it appropriately, depending upon where you are in the country and what the nature of the outbreak is in that part of the country. And I'm sure you'll hear the same thing from the governors.
South Korea and the U.S. announced their first confirmed coronavirus cases at virtually the same time in late January. If you take a look at where we are right now in the U.S. now has 50 times more cases and almost 100 times more fatalities than South Korea. Meanwhile, while the U.S. makes up only about 4.25% of the world's population, the U.S. has 30% of the world's reported coronavirus cases and almost 20% of the reported coronavirus deaths. Sanjay Gupta said this is all because we got started too late in the U.S. Is that right? Do you agree?
You know, it isn't as simple as that, Jake. I'm sorry. I mean, to just say this is all happening because we got started too late. Obviously, if you look, could you have done something a little bit earlier? Would it have had an impact? Obviously. But where we are right now is the result of a number of factors. The size of the country, the heterogeneity of the country. I think it's a little bit unfair to compare us to South Korea, where they had an outbreak in Daegu and they had the capability of immediately, essentially, shutting it off completely in a way that we may not have been able to do in this country. So obviously, it would have been nice if we had a better head start, but I don't think you could say that we are where we are right now because of one factor. It's very complicated, Jake.
The New York Times reported yesterday that you and other top officials wanted to recommend social and physical distancing guidelines to President Trump as far back as the third week of February, but the administration didn't announce such guidelines to the American public until March 16th, almost a month later. Why?
You know, Jake, as I've said many times, we look at it from a pure health standpoint. We make a recommendation. Often the recommendation is taken, sometimes it's not. But it is what it is. We are where we are right now.
Do you think lives could have been saved if social distancing, physical distancing, stay-at-home measures had started third week of February instead of mid-March?
You know, Jake, again, it's the what would have, what could have. It's very difficult to go back and say that. I mean, obviously, you could logically say that if you had a process that was ongoing and you started mitigation earlier, you could have saved lives. Obviously, no one is going to deny that. But what goes into those kinds of decisions is complicated. But you're right. I mean, obviously, if we had, right from the very beginning, shut everything down, it may have been a little bit different. But there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then.
Please shut up now.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci with Jake Tapper. I want to leave you in this segment with some positive news. And it really is. There are a lot of states that are doing really good. One example, let's go to Cut 3. Cut 3. Asa Hutchinson is the governor of Arkansas. And that GOP governor was on, I think he was on CNN. And that governor was essentially beating the projections. This is Asa Hutchinson, Cut 3, the governor of Arkansas yesterday.
Well, whenever you look at the 1,200 cases that we have, that is more than 1,000 short of the projections. Whenever you look at the projections, we were going to be skyrocketing. Whenever we started this, we were looking at War Memorial Stadium as a potential place to house patients. But today we have, let me emphasize here, we have 80 that are hospitalized because of COVID-19, we have 8,000 hospital beds available. That means we're not doing elective surgeries. We've really shut down a lot of our hospitals out there. We have this excess capacity. We have 80 that's hospitalized, and that's remaining steady. You look at our surrounding states, in two counties in our surrounding states, there are more COVID-19 cases than there are in the entire state of Arkansas. And so we're doing that targeted approach to prevent that spread here in this state, and we'll do more if need be.
Which then brings us to the question, why can't Arkansas reopen? Why can't their restaurants, their bars reopen? Why can't hairstylists and nail people go back to work? There is a great example of a state that, when the president comes out with his plan tomorrow, assuming he does, that I really hope that he'll do something. When we come back, I'm going to give you at least my solution to the problem. We're all cooped up. We're all getting bored to tears. I went on the show, 2 weeks ago and said I'd probably die of boredom before I die of the COVID virus. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's fish taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the fish taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate continues surrounding the question of when and how to safely reopen the country, shut down in large part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Director for the Institute of Health Metrics at the University of Washington, Dr. Christopher Murray, says we need to be prepared for it to take more than just a few weeks to get things back up and running again. And New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says,
we start to get back on our feet too soon. I fear, based on the data we're looking at, that we could be throwing gasoline on the fire.
Dangerous weather is still marching across the southern U.S. a day after at least 18 people were killed by tornadoes. More than a million families and businesses dealing with no electricity in the aftermath, with reports of over 40 tornadoes from Texas to Arkansas, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. questions. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Virtual racing rolls on through the holiday weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-242-1706. 800-242-1706.
For more than 80 years, Detroit Diesel has been the legendary driving force powering Freightliner and Western Star trucks across North America. Through our state-of-the-art Detroit technologies and components and safety systems, we've earned our customers' trust as a reliable business partner dedicated to improving their bottom line. It's no wonder they continue to depend on Detroit to keep them safe and efficient on the road. When you demand it all, demand Detroit.
Professional race car drivers and real-life sanctioning bodies have taken to virtual racing in lieu of the real thing due to the global pandemic. Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson competed over the weekend in a virtual World of Outlaws sprint car race at the Knoxville Raceway. Kevin Swindell claimed the win over Bell at the same track where Swindell endured a spinal injury in a 2015 crash. On Saturday, the NTT IndyCar Series held a virtual race at the Michigan International Speedway. 2019 Indy 500 winner Simon Pagenaud won the 85-lap event, while former NASCAR Cup Series driver and current NASCAR Hall of Fame nominee Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished third. See more now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's stick together, loving you well.
You know, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected, and that's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group, and I told them I wanted them to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I want to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about, 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in your pocket, huh? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life and do it all while sitting on your sofa? You can do that right now. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, no matter where you live in the state of Nevada. Call them right now, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. Won't cost you a dime. That's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060. Okay, here is my solution. I don't know what the president's going to do tomorrow. He may do nothing. He may say, well, we got to crunch more numbers. We'll get back to you. I think what he ought to do, he ought to take a page from Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. And he ought to declare the coronavirus version of the cheat day. Except he ought to declare a cheat weekend. And allow every bar, every restaurant, if they want, to open, social distancing will be in effect. So, you know, tables will have to be reset in restaurants. Instead of sitting and filling up every booth, you might fill up every other booth. You open up businesses like hairstylists. They might go 24/7 on a weekend and cut and cut and cut and cut. And if you see a spike, then we'll deal with it. But the fact is, we may not see a spike. If we do, we tamp it down. Like the governor of New York said earlier, you tamp it down. You come over and you tamp it down. And the fact is, hopefully, people will get a lot of this pent-up frustration out of their system. They'll have a good meal. Waiters will be able to make good tips. And then on Sunday night at midnight, we'll button everything back up. And we'll see what happens. This is tantamount to dipping your toe in the water to see if it's okay. Is it going to scald you? Or is it going to be all right? Essentially, a cheat weekend is what I'm proposing. A cheat weekend where you test the waters. You see if the health officials are right. Might people die from this? Well, yeah, people are dying anyway. People are dying anyway. Anyway, I've been carrying this around all weekend. I thought, you know, they do cheat days on these diets, whether it be Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or whatever, and you have a day when you can eat anything you want. And they call it a cheat day. Why not do that for America? And by the way, you restrict it to people who are not 80 plus. So if you're 75, you get to go out. If you're 85, you end up staying inside. It's just an idea. By the way, I'm going to give you some good news. Let's go to cut six, because this is such good news. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK, is out of the hospital, did a quick statement. And I want you to hear at least some of it. This is Boris Johnson yesterday upon his release from the hospital. Here it is.
After a week in which the NHS has saved my life, no question. It's hard to find words to express my debt. But before I come to that, I want to thank everyone in the entire UK for the effort and the sacrifice you have made and are making. When the sun is out and the kids are at home, when the whole natural world seems at its loveliest and the outdoors is so inviting, I can only imagine how tough it has been to follow the rules on social distancing. I thank you because so many millions and millions of people across this country have been doing the right thing. Millions going through the hardship of self-isolation, faithfully, patiently, and with thought and care for others as well as for themselves. I want you to know that this Easter Sunday, I do believe that your efforts are worth it and are daily proving their worth. Because although we mourn every day those who are taken from us in such numbers, and though the struggle is by no means over, we are now making progress in this incredible national battle against coronavirus. A fight we never picked against an enemy we still don't entirely understand. We're making progress in this national battle because the British public formed a human shield around this country's greatest national asset, our National Health Service. We understood and we decided that if together we could keep our NHS safe, if we could stop our NHS from being overwhelmed, then we could not be beaten, and this country would rise together and overcome this challenge as we have overcome so many challenges in the past. In the last 7 days, I have, of course, seen the pressure that the NHS is under. I've seen the personal courage, not just of the doctors and nurses, but of everyone, the cleaners, the cooks, the healthcare workers of every description, physios, radiographers, pharmacists, who've kept coming to work, kept putting themselves in harm's way, kept risking this deadly virus. It is thanks to that courage, that devotion, that duty, and that love that our NHS has been unbeatable.
Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK, out of the hospital and apparently out of danger. Good for him. Good for him. What do you think of this notion of a cheat weekend, or maybe a cheat week, where bartenders can make great tips, hairstylists, nail people, other personal services can generate some income, some cash, and then at the end of a weekend, or maybe the end of a week, and again, these people can work 10-hour shifts if they want and make money. At the end of the week, at the end of the weekend, we go back into stay at home. But at least we get it out of our system. And we have something to study. So what exactly happened during that week? Did the numbers go way up? Did they spike? Or did they not? And in places where they've already plateaued or are going down, is it better now? Or worse now? That's what we will study. Anyway, think about it. In fact, we'll talk about it maybe in our next hour. Or certainly in the 11 o'clock hour. The whole notion of a cheat week. Those of you that want to get a bacon cheeseburger and a large brew, you can go out and do it. Restaurants, bars, gaming sites will reopen, but only for a weekend. Or if you want to stretch it out, do a week. But we need to find out without totally opening up our economic system. We need to do that, and we need to do that now. We'll take a break. When we come back, one governor talks about the problems she's experiencing in our nation's capital, in the District of Columbia. And another one out in New Mexico talks about a troubling trend that I'm not sure that I'm real crazy about. Tracking folks. I mean, tracking them with your cell phone. Do you want the government tracking your whereabouts with your cell phone? That's not cool. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client. You. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to. Me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
We encourage you to participate in the gift card challenge.
These days, we all probably know of a local business that is struggling to adapt to the current realities. Here's a small way that you can help.
Announcing the gift card challenge.
If you're able, think of your favorite local business and then buy a gift card today.
Buy it online or pledge to buy one as soon as you can.
Every little bit will help.
Restaurants have takeout or delivery. Many businesses have online shopping options.
Participate in the gift card challenge today.
Buy a gift card.
Any amount and show your support for our local businesses in this time of need.
Keep it for yourself to use at a later date or pass it along to someone you know that's on the front lines doing what they can to keep us all safe.
Make the pledge and buy a gift card today.
Participate in the gift card challenge.
Post and tag the business you selected on social media and challenge your friends and neighbors to do the same.
Working together, one card at a time, we can all make a difference.
Hashtag gift card challenge. Learn more at giftcardchallenge.org.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Joe DiMessina.
All you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
I just love Joe DiMessina. There's something wonderful about her. My give a damn's busted. Yesterday, governors were on the Sunday shows, and Michelle Lujan Grisham was on with Jake Tapper on CNN. And she defended the use of cell phone data tracking of her constituents in the state of New Mexico during this COVID-19 crisis. But it doesn't make any sense to me. I understand the safeguards, but the safeguards can go away just as quickly as they came. This was... Michelle Lujan Grisham, the governor of New Mexico.
Your office has been relying on data from a company called Descartes Labs to track New Mexicans' movements to see whether New Mexicans as a whole are adhering to social distancing guidelines. You've said the data comes from millions of cell phones and you don't know whose cell phone is whose. For your constituents out there who might have privacy concerns about this, can you explain exactly how this data collection is happening and what oversight there is in the process?
Well, a couple of things. I think that some folks got confused that somehow this is state data and state effort, and it isn't. It's also aggregate cell phone data for the entire country. And Descartes Labs is a large data firm, and they do incredible work managing any huge types of information that can be beneficial. So we treat this as a tool that allows us to figure out whether our social distancing, more than just looking at the cases, but look at where people are traveling, how long they're traveling, and get a sense about whether or not we need to do something else that limits person-to-person contact and enhances our social distancing. In terms of oversight, if there was anything that we thought in this company or anybody else that was breaching already robust federal or state laws protecting privacy, A, we wouldn't have a relationship, and B, we would do the appropriate accountability. But they're just using aggregate data. We don't have any idea who any of the cell phone numbers belong to, not just in New Mexico, but nowhere in the country. But it is a very useful tool to get a sense about how social distancing works and what the benefits of that are.
That's the governor, I should say, of New Mexico. The U.S. Department of the Treasury and the IRS, they're going to launch an app this week that allows taxpayers to track the status of their stimulus check. It's called the Get My Payment app. It's a free app. Will also allow taxpayers who filed their tax return in 2018 or 2019 to submit their direct deposit information. That will speed up the process of receiving your stimulus check instead of waiting for a check in the mail. The app is available right now at irs.gov. And to track the status of your payment, you'll need to enter your Social Security number, your date of birth, and your mailing address into the app. And supposedly it's that simple. I will tell you, dealing with the government, it's not always that simple. I'm sorry, but it just isn't. But try it out. See what you think. Go to irs.gov right now, and you can and check out that. Have you tried it? It's not open yet?
No, they don't have it up yet. They should have it up later this week. But what they do have is if you haven't filed your taxes, they do have a spot there on the site to enter your payment information so that you can actually do that. But that's there now.
Okay. I just want to be sure. So it's not up yet, but later in the week, be looking for it at irs.gov. Okay, fair enough. Everybody's asking the question, when can we disengage? Let's go to cut two. Dr. Stephen Hahn is the FDA commissioner and was on with Martha Raddatz yesterday on ABC. Here it is.
The latest models, which are projecting that the U.S. peak in terms of daily deaths would likely be today. The president citing models that he said show Easter as hitting the top of the curve and then starting to come down. Have we peaked, and does this mean the worst may have passed?
Martha, thank you for having me on the show. The models do show that we are very close to the peak, and so I think that information is accurate. This has been a very fast-moving outbreak, and so we really have to take this day by day. We have some of the best experts in the world, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, on this, and so I think that information is accurate. But again, we have to take this day by day as the data come in, because this has to be a data-driven approach.
And of course, the president had initially set today as a target date for reopening the country. He backed off of that. But there are new warning signs about opening the country even by May 1st. The New York Times obtained new federal projections showing a spike in infections if restrictions are lifted. And the model the White House often cites predicts a death toll of 60,000 only if full social distancing is kept in place through the end of May. So wouldn't we be taking a big risk relaxing those measures now?
Those are obviously the issues that are going into the assessment of when is the right time to go back. Martha, I think the public safety and the welfare of the American people has to come first. That's been the constant message from the president, the vice president, and within the task force itself. So that has to ultimately drive these decisions. There are obviously other considerations. I've heard from friends and colleagues around the world that people really do want to get back to a more normal life than what we've had the last several weeks. But we've got to get the data as they come in. We have to look at what we know about this illness, what's happened in other countries, and put them into the situation, to the plan moving forward.
So given what you know,
Council.
Sir. Given what you know, is May 1st a good target when you look at it now?
Martha, it is a target, and obviously we're hopeful about that target, but I think it's just too early to be able to tell that. We see light at the end of the tunnel. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx have said that. We see the incredible resiliency of the American people with respect to social distancing, hand washing, and all those mitigation factors. So that gives me great hope. But I think it's just too early for us to say whether May 1st is that date. But more to come on that as we learn more information and as our planning proceeds.
That's Dr. Stephen Hahn. Stick around. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll talk about what's going on at the state level. Also, State Senator Scott Hammond will join us. He's having tele-town halls. What are people across the state telling him? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.